Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona. And with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
No Sailor Sage today. Got pulled away at a bunch of meetings.
Lame.
But some things have changed in the way you can contact us.
Yes, we no longer are using our Facebook or Twitter, but we still have an Instagram at The Broadcast 999. You can still call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Yep, and for those who have not heard, we are on social media all the time for the station. That's part of our job. So, yeah, we wanted to kind of take the pressure off. Plus, I think Instagram's more fun.
Yeah, totally. And you can reach us on there or email or call anyway. So
plus, I feel like most people text us anyways at our number. So it works out really well. And we actually get a couple text messages this week.
Awesome.
We always love getting text messages.
Yeah.
All right. So Ashley says, hey, ladies, my name is Ashley. I just got caught up on your podcast and I love it. It's so much. It makes my week. Anyways, you guys were talking about Betty White last week, so I thought I'd share a meme with you. And the meme just says, why do people say grow some balls? Balls are weak and sensitive. And if you want to be tough, grow a vagina. Those things can take a pounding. I love Betty White.
That's hella funny. And true, except I will say getting kicked in the hoo-ha does hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it more hurts because that's like the bone right there.
Well, it's the bone and it's the actual, you know, vagina itself is the part on the inside.
Yeah.
So the outside part is very, very sensitive.
Yeah.
So that makes sense that why it would hurt. I've gotten hit there a couple times and fallen on things. It was not fun.
But I still think the whole getting kicked in the balls is definitely more painful.
Yeah.
But it's something I always want to experience, too, and I'll
You're
never
weird.
Get to. I don't. No, you don't want to have that feeling.
No, I really don't.
Oh, it's like giving birth. Like, as much as it's probably going to suck, I still definitely want to experience that.
Somebody's pointed out that getting kicked in the balls is worse in general than giving birth. And they pointed out it's like, after a woman has a baby, she's like, okay, I'll have another one. A guy never says, I want to get kicked again.
I highly doubt that giving birth is less painful than that.
Okay, so there's two things with that. One, giving birth, you get this hormone that's released after the fact, so you basically don't hate your baby because of the pain. So it does hurt more. You just kind of forget. The hormone makes you forget the pain.
I don't know, because you talk to people and you're like, it was complete hell.
Yeah.
You know, like my friend just had a baby, literally was in the hospital, didn't have time to get the epidural. 18 minutes later, the baby was coming out. And she said it was the worst pain she's ever felt.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, why else would anybody, if it's the worst pain someone ever felt, why would they want another one?
Because you get a child out of it. You get a life. Getting kicked in the balls, you don't get anything
Although
but pain.
I did have a guy on like Plenty of Fish years and years ago. Like his profile picture was him getting kicked in the nards. And he's like, I don't want to date. I don't want to go out. I don't want to do any of this. I'm just looking for somebody to kick me in the balls.
What?
And I did have this conversation with him. And I'm like, what? Can I'm not saying I'm going to do this or not. But why?
Yeah. Does he get turned on by it?
Yeah. He says like, it's like the first time that he ever noticed it, he got kicked really hard and it hurt for a whole day. And then the next day, like he got the sense of euphoria. Like it felt good after the fact.
It felt like high.
I guess.
Probably like that whole phase of everyone like kind of choking themselves out because they get a high after it.
Right. Or even like when some of the stuff I've done that kind of revolves around BDSM with some partners, you kind of do get into this weird euphoric stage. And my ex I noticed when I was first getting into it, my ex got there and I was just watching him like, oh, wow, like he does look high.
Yeah.
And then when I experienced it, I was like, oh, OK,
this is what he was feeling.
I'm like, this is intense. Like you feel all kinds of feelings. That's why aftercare is a very important thing, which do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Sorry, you had like a weird look on your face.
Wait, so did you not kick him the balls?
No, I ended up not.
Oh, why not? Sounds great, especially if you were angry about something else. Call the dude up and just kick him hard in the balls.
This is something about women. Like women automatically want to kick somebody in the balls because we used to do a thing called intern challenge back when like Tahiti Steve, who's my old roommate, like we had whoever our intern was, we'd give him 60 seconds to go out and try to complete a mission, whether it was to give him a hug or some like Tahiti had to find a guy to kiss him. And then on one occasion, he had to find someone to kick him in the balls. So I went out and I bought him a cup.
Oh,
which
that's
he still
nice.
Which he still had. I'm like, you're going to wear a cup. And so we went out and we almost got like, well, the police were there in the area we were at. And he's like, oh, okay, no. Right when we were finishing up. It's like, oh, no, I promise we're done.
Wait, did he get kicked in the balls?
Yeah.
Like hard?
Yeah. And so what's it called? I think we did it twice because he got kicked once. And then the second time he had to do it three times.
Ow.
And so there was this woman, like, we were asking everyone, and they're like, what? Because I was filming, and they're like, what is this?
Yeah, well, I would be afraid, like, I would get in trouble for it.
Right. And so the area we were in was kind of, like, in Seattle, a weird populated area where, like, some sketchy people hang out.
Uh-huh, like the homeless?
Yeah, that and just some other fine individuals.
Oh.
So usually ones that kind of look like they're not up to any good.
Yeah.
And this one woman comes out, like, she looked like she was 19. She's like, when she heard somebody was looking to get kicked in the ball, she was a big lady. Like, she looked strong.
She was so down.
She's like, who wants to get kicked in the nuts? Like, pushing people away. I'm like, oh my God, this is out of a TV show. And she, like, kicked them. And I was like, oh my God.
I would be terrified if I was Tahiti Steve.
Yeah, so women are always up for it. I'm like, why? I want to know why. Is it going to turn you on? Are you going to do stuff to yourself later? Because I need to know these things.
No, we just want to cause pain.
Anyways, going back to Ashley's message.
Oh, yeah.
She says, also congrats on the added family member, Vicky. I'm a mom of three, so I'll try to think of some tips for you. Yeah, he just got over, I think, colic, which I found out. It's basically when a kid has too much air, like when he can't get burped. It just kind of hurts.
Oh, builds up.
Mm-hmm.
It gets you to get cranky and cry.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Like he was kind of experiencing some sickness and some stinky, stinky poops.
Oh.
So that was fun to change. But he has a thing where every time you give a baby a bottle, they need to burp.
Yeah.
But he always kind of wants to fall asleep after. I'm like, no, dude, don't fall asleep. I need you to burp.
Yeah.
Like, and I talk to him like, dude, don't fall asleep. Don't fall asleep. I need you to burp. And then once he burps,
he's
like,
but
okay.
I'm so tired and full now.
And I'm like, do I wake him up? Like, I don't want him to get sick.
Yeah, I don't want him to cry either, though.
So that's why I'm like, this is interesting new grounds. And I also wanted to chime in on the hardwood carpet thing for you guys we're talking about when we're talking about the shaving.
Oh, yes.
It says, I keep it how my husband likes it. Carpet in the front, hardwood on the bottom. It was hard for me to get used to because I'm 27, so our generation was always hardwood, but I'm getting used to it. So sorry for the long text. Excited for next week's podcast.
Wow.
So, I mean, I feel like that would be okay. Like, if I had to have carpet, I think that's the way I would do it. Because I'd still want, you know, the downstairs area.
So, like, carpet in the front as in just, like, what when you look at it,
your,
it's carpet.
Your
but
pelvic
then,
bone.
Yeah, but then everything mm-hmm. underneath. And
there's no mustache.
There's no happy trail.
No. Well, I mean, the happy trail is this top part up here.
Well, yeah, but, like, down
it doesn't continue.
There.
It doesn't go down the
rabbit hole. I mean, good for you for doing what your man wants.
I mean
whatever he thinks is sexy.
I mean, if it's comfortable. I don't think I could grow a full bush. Even if, like, I kept the undercarriage clean, I don't think I could. It'd be uncomfortable. I'd be afraid that it would, like, poke out.
Yeah, especially when you wear, like, a bikini or something.
I've seen that.
Yeah, I have too. And it's not pretty. Or, like, even underwear, like, in the locker room or something.
Right.
I'm like, oh!
I'm like, that's cool if you're doing it, but I just know I wouldn't be comfortable. Although, I remember...
I'm still just like, oh, when I see it.
I was... like a teenager the first time I ever shaved downstairs, and I remember putting on my underwear after, and I'm like, there is so much more room for activities here. Like, it was just like, I felt like looser.
Yeah. And it's cold.
Yeah,
you're like, ooh, getting a breeze down there.
On top of, like, this was around the time I was having sex, like, first having sex, mm-hmm. and the only places we could do it is outside in December and January. So yeah, it really was cold.
Oh, and Ashley, good for you for having three kids at 27.
Yeah, that's pretty freaking awesome.
I'm thinking about my life, and I'm like, wait, I'm 27 right now. Huh, damn. Couldn't even imagine.
I know, my cousin is 28. Wait, yes, she's a year younger than I am. She's 28, and she's about to pop out her third.
Damn!
Yeah. Well, she's, she married her high school sweetheart.
Yeah.
He's in the military, and they work really well. Like, they go on date nights, and they're just, like, the cutest thing.
Good.
I love them. We did get another message, and it says, hey, ladies, what is your favorite kind of donuts? I'm coming to sit in the main show in the Migs cast next week, and I'm bringing donuts. Michael, the musical trucker.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my mouth is watering thinking about that. And then I was immediately going to answer, and then I was like, no, Sarah, you need to say, like, a kale donut or something.
Right. It's like, is there, yeah.
Honestly, don't bring this. Because it'll tempt me, and I'm really trying to be good, but I absolutely, and I think because they look so fun too, is I love sprinkled donuts.
I do too. Chocolate sprinkle.
Like, I'm cool with, like, the chocolate or the vanilla or, like, just rainbow sprinkles. Like, I just think they're so fun, and I love the crunch it gives it. I've always loved them ever since I was little.
I did too. I like the regular donut with the chocolate frosting and then the rainbow sprinkles.
And the rainbow sprinkles. It makes it just so fun. I like that even with ice cream too. Like, that would be my always one topping I'd get.
Sprinkles, yeah. It's that nice crunch, and it's basically just sugar.
And it's just so fun.
See, I love those. And I love like the Boston cream pie donuts, like from Top Pots. My thing is, I'm trying to be good.
Yes. Don't bring Please. Either of those.
No. Like, no. I will appreciate you, but I cannot eat.
We can't.
Like, I'm right now still taking pictures of all my food and sending them to my friend. Like, this is what I'm eating. Like, we're trying to keep each other accountable. Like, last night I had a couple cookies. I'm like, yeah, I had a couple cookies for a snack. Like, a treat after dinner. Because my dad had them out and he had a glass of milk. I'm like, damn it.
Damn you, father. I know. I'm so far doing really well. And my first cheat day is going to be on the 9th. So...
And I'm not going to lie.
I want to be good till then.
I've cheated a few times, but I am going full out this Saturday. So Friday is February 1st.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was what is this Saturday?
So February 1st lands this Friday, and I am officially done with dry January,
Woo-hoo!
Which feels like it's been like 100 days so far. Not because of the alcohol, but just January in general. Always feels like it takes forever. So my best friend demanded that we go out to Ballard. We were going to grab a whole bunch of people. Everyone's busy. So we decided to have it be a treat yourself
girl day.
So we got an Airbnb in Ballard.
Nice.
We are
just you two.
Yes, we're not messing around. And so we're gonna go shopping, and we're gonna be bringing mimosas, and we're also celebrating. She just got a raise, so
congrats. Yay!
So we are going to be. I do not condone these activities, but we may or may not be bringing water bottles full of mimosas.
Drinking and shopping?
Yes. Oh, that's the best.
So can you check into your Airbnb early?
I think it's at three, but I have work to do in the morning. I got to do some podcast stuff here on Saturday morning, so we won't be going until like early afternoon.
Okay.
So we'll probably...
So you can check in and then go shopping.
Yeah. Or we'll just do, because we're going to do Northgate shopping, go to Target, go to the mall, then drive down to Ballard. And, you know, park the car and then just walk everywhere.
Nice.
And I know all the cool places.
Yeah, because you used to work in Ballard, right?
Mm-hmm. And my buddy is the chef at the Matador.
Oh, that place is so good.
And like happy hour at the Matador is always a bomb. And then I want to go to El Borracho because they have a hibiscus margarita. And their happy hour, they have a late night happy hour too. That's really good. But the hibiscus margarita with a cinnamon sugar rim.
Oh, damn. That sounds bomb.
And then the Matador. I think I'm going to be drinking margaritas because I hadn't decided yet. I'm going to do mimosas and margaritas. Full out.
See, it's crazy. I feel like how much we take for granted just even going out.
Mm-hmm.
Like going out to dinner and getting a drink. Going out to dinner in general. Because I haven't done that now in almost a month.
Wow.
And it's like such a date night. And it's such a, like, my friends will be like, oh, we're going to go out. And I'm like, I don't. No, because I'm just going to get lettuce. I'm going to pay for it. And then I'm going to be like, this is lame, you know? So I am not going out with my friends and stuff. So I feel like it's crazy to, like, you're so excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited because George and I, my boyfriend and I are going. We're already planning like a Valentine's Day kind of like pizza bar crawl thing. Because I really miss alcohol. He really misses pizza. So we're like planning this whole day around like, okay, we're going to go to this pizza place and this pizza and this and this. I don't know how we're going to eat pizzas at every place.
You're
going
to have to like share a slice at every place.
Yeah, exactly. Well, some places you have to get full pies. So I'm like, let's like leave that for like the last place we go to so then we can take some home. But it's crazy how we take that so for granted. Like every weekend we would do something like that, you know?
You're going to have a hard time getting drunk. I mean, it's going to be a little easier because you haven't drank in a month.
Oh, I think it's going to be really easy.
But if you're eating all those carbs and filling your tummy up with pizza...
Yeah, but I want to pregame first.
Okay.
Yeah. But we're starting really early because there's like a brunch place that can sell pizza. So we're going to do like the whole mimosas first and then go. And but I'm like, wow, I can't believe I'm looking forward like so much to just going out on like a normal date, you know? So I'm really excited.
It's special.
It is special. And yours is special because it's like we take for granted, I feel like, all the time.
Right.
Like,
I mean, and granted, we go out, her and I, all the like often, like when it wasn't dry January. But even last weekend, we went out and like I just had lunch or dinner and hung out with friends that were drinking and I was just kind of hanging out. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I didn't need to drink.
Yes. Well, I'm such on like a strict regimen that like eating out, I can't. It's really hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
So and then you end up not getting anything and it's like $20.
Right.
And so it feels pointless.
On top of you being a vegetarian, plus like you have some allergies.
Yeah. Plus I'm really trying to eat
diet.
Good.
Like when you're vegetarian, a lot of people end up turning to carbs.
Yeah. Which I'm really trying not to. Yeah. Right. I mean, I could easily just go out and get a thing of pasta.
Right.
But I ain't trying to do that right now.
Right. But I am proud of you.
I'm proud of you too.
I'm excited for this Saturday.
I know. That's gonna be so fun. Be careful. Be safe.
Yes. That's why we are
Take it slow because you are a lightweight. Yes. So without drinking for a month, you're like a lightweight.
That and my medication makes me a lightweight.
Yeah.
So.
And like, your girl can drink, right?
Oh, yeah. So. She can. And so she's like wanting to get obliterated. I do not.
Yeah, so I'm with your girl. See, I'm trying to get obliterated when I do my thing.
I want just like a good solid buzz.
The whole day. Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be like, woo, drunk. I'm be like, I feel good.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want to feel good.
Plus, if you're going to start that early, you can't go, woo, drunk. And
then you're puking
the
at like 4.
No.
And then hangover by 8.
Yeah, but I will say, if you are like hungover or in bed by 8, you wake up feeling so much better. Ugh. Every time I've day drank and fell asleep early because I can't really hang when I day drink. Let's get real. I wake up and I feel fine. And I'm like, is this the cure of hangovers? You just get wasted really early?
I mean, I guess.
Because I usually don't start drinking till like 9 or 10 at night. Mm-hmm. And then I'm screwed in the morning.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Moving on from that, there was this thing I wanted to talk about, and I wish Sage was here because I know she does like independent business. Like she has her own thing. She does a lot of custom designs.
Yeah.
And she's actually, if you've seen our broadcast logo, she's the one that designed it.
Yeah, she did.
She did a fantastic job. But I read this and it really pissed me off.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So this was posted on Reddit by a babysitter named Kristen. And it blew up. So the babysitter, it's basically a text conversation between the mom and her.
Okay.
So she said, "It was great watching blank and blank today. I enjoyed them. Do you mind if I swing by tomorrow at 2 p.m. to collect the money?" And she said, "Well, I wasn't aware that payment was involved. You got free ice cream and a day of fun. I'm sorry for the misinterpretation."
What?
Which she's like, "But we had discussed payment of $16 an hour beforehand over text. I'm sorry. Could you show me those texts?" And then she screenshots them.
Oh.
"Great. See you then. $16 an hour sound fair? Perfect." And this was the mom saying this. $16 an hour sound fair? The babysitter says, "Perfect. I'm looking forward to working with them. I'm excited." And she's like, "Blank seems to have a knack for you. Go easy on him." "Ha ha ha. I will. Thank you so much for this opportunity." "Of course. Call or text if you have any questions." "Will do. Thanks again." And the mom tried to play the, "Oh, I delete my messages often." It's like, "I'm sorry, but as much as I love seeing your kids, I'm doing this for payment exclusively." And then she says, "Well, you're acting kind of stuck up, are you? Can we compromise at $20? It's like, "No. I watched your kids for 8 hours and we agreed on $16 an hour, which is $128 total."
Yeah.
She's like, "I'm not paying $128 for a single day. They're easy kids." It's like, it's not a discussion of that. It's you promised and I have textbooks to pay for. So please, I would accept $100. "Absolutely not. I wish I didn't have such stuck up C-word watching my kids. I am going to block you now. Please do not contact me again." She writes, "Are you serious?" And a bunch of people were recommending she go to small claims court. The siblings opted. They called the woman's husband instead. The woman's husband got to pay her. The $120.
Oh, really? She ended up calling the husband?
Yeah. That's what it was saying.
That is crazy.
It says, "After a follow-up text to the husband explaining it would cost the couple a lot more to go through small claims courts for reimbursement, arrangements were made for the $120 cash payment to Kristen." But that pisses me off when people are like small business owners or like they do art or they're doing something like this, they're providing a service, and it's not maybe even a big corporation, so you're not going through those avenues.
Mm-hmm.
But that is BS. Like, and I've seen that many times on the internet. Like, "Oh, can you make me this blanket?" It's like, "Okay, well, this is how much the fabric's going to cost. It's going to be like this, this, and this. It's going to be like $60 just for the materials."
Yeah.
On top of, it's an intricate design you want, and it's a big blanket you want, and it's going to take
this
much time. It's like, "Well, this is your part time, so can't you just do it at, you know, how much the materials are going to cost?" It's like, it's going to take like 20 hours.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a $500 blanket because of that.
Well, and I feel like a lot of people think they can get away with it because it isn't through like a big company or something. So they can be like, "Oh, make it for me or watch my kids and I don't have to pay you because nothing's going to happen because you're not actually going to like go to court for this kind of thing."
And it doesn't make sense to me, like especially artists. It's like, you're willing to buy a $60 shirt or a hoodie or a dress at a big retail chain store. You're like, okay, you have no problem spending the money there. However, this person who's making it by hand, this is part, like, they're doing it themselves. You bat an eye. You're like, wait, that's a lot of money I'm spending for something you made homemade.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that.
Yeah.
Help your local artists and friends and musicians and small business owners out when you can.
I think because they don't have that big name, though, people think they can walk all over them or take advantage of them, or they just like don't necessarily really trust them because they don't have that big name.
Right. And so I have I've had a few people because I do the photography on the side sometimes. And like with you, I had problem. Like, I want to take pictures of you. That was like, I want a
sexy body.
Of your sexy body. So that was me. Like, I want to take pictures of you. Like, I want to do this for you.
Yeah.
But there's people that have reached out, like that are in my circle of friends or pseudo friends. Like, oh, can you take pictures of me doing this and this? I'm like, okay, but that's like time out of my day and I have to schedule.
Do you
that
say, yeah, but I charge a fee?
Right. Or I do trades.
Yeah.
I do a lot of trades. Like, my friend does hair. So I did her engagement pictures. I did a boudoir shoot for her. So we've traded like a couple of hair. You know, she'll cut and dye my hair a couple times and I give her these pictures.
And you always think it's fair when you do a trade?
Yeah.
Good.
Like, I mean, especially because I'm not a professional. This is just something I'm doing on the side. So I think, especially because we do my hair at her house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like a salon.
Yeah. Okay.
So I feel like it kind of balances out. So I feel like that's fair. Unless I'm the one saying, I want to do this for you.
Yeah.
Like, that's a gift. Like, I want to spend time doing this with you. But like, when people reach out, I'm like, okay, like, I know I'm not a professional, but you have to acknowledge.
Yeah,
like,
all the time and work I'm doing into this.
And editing takes time, especially if there's a lot of pictures, which you watched me do some editing, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes time.
I was like, whoa, that's a different color. Oh, look, yeah. I look like this. Oh, wow. And I was like, and then I don't like making a decision because I'm like, I don't know which one looks better. I mean, it's like all the filters now on Instagram or something. I'm like, well, this one looks cool dark, but this one's like, and then sometimes it just gets too overwhelming. You're like, I'm just going with the original. I don't care.
Yep.
Like, whatever.
Whichever one makes me look less tired.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I can't believe there's people out like this girl. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe, like, especially because they made it very clear what was happening. They agreed on something.
Yeah.
And then to go back on your word, like, and she has the proof and she's giving it to you right then and there. And then
she was the one that said $16. Okay.
Yeah. Like, who? I don't understand who in their right mind, because even if she didn't think it was fair that, like, to pay her or whatever because I had a day off on, she still agreed to it. And there was still proof that, and even still, she was like, no. And then I'm like, what the hell does the husband think? Like, is the husband just like this girl? Or was the husband like, what the hell, dude? Like, why would you do that to, like, someone who is obviously in school paying for her textbooks or anyone in general? Like, I don't know. I would get livid if I was married to her.
When I was a nanny, the reason I stopped being a nanny was because I did the math. Like, she would pay me once a month. And it was like a
really
set fee. Yeah, because it was easier for her. I'm like, okay, this isn't my main job.
I mean, I guess that was a while ago when you were a nanny, though.
Yeah,
things have changed and rates are crazy.
Oh yeah,
I have a lot of nanny friends and they make a good amount of money.
Well, here's the thing, it was also a family friend, so I was kind of doing her a favor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd hang out with the kids and everything, but I was like with them from like 10:30 in the morning to like when the dad or when she was done with work. They had their own business, and so they had an office like that was attached to the garage.
Okay.
So she was still on the premises, but she was in the office.
Yeah.
Sometimes she'd have to go, and I'd take care of the kids. But I also did. I helped clean. I helped them do, like, we made their beds every day. Because I'm like, I'm not going to be sitting here being, like, the maid. I'm making the kids help me because I'm going to teach them.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd make it fun. So I'd feed them. I'd clean. I'd play. I'd do all these things with these kids. I was like 18 at the time, 19 years old. And she paid me once a month and she's like, I will pay you minimum wage. I'm like, cool, no taxes, whatever. So I'm like, at the time, I think minimum wage was like $7 or $8. And so when I did the math, when I'd get a couple of my checks, I realized, I'm like, no, she is paying me like $5 an hour.
Ugh.
If that. And I'm like, I'm not even going to fight this. Because she'd always complain about how broke she was. I'm like, yeah, this big, beautiful house you have with all your freaking horses.
Oh my
gosh. And all these things. I'm like, oh, yes.
So did you ever, like,
I'm just like,
tell,
you know,
her or
I
ask
was just,
her,
I was just done.
Confront her?
I was just like, you know what? I can't with school in this. Like, because there was no Wi-Fi in our house either.
So you couldn't do your work.
I couldn't do my work, like, when the kids were hanging out. So it's like,
and, like, I'm not, that's, like, such an awkward conversation to have.
And I was 19 years old.
Yeah.
So, and that was even more, like, it was worse for me to try to talk about that kind of stuff. So it's like, I'd rather just not do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so it just, I haven't really hung out or talked to her since.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, dang, I mean, 10 years?
Yeah, like we talked, like I went to one of the kids' birthday parties like shortly, like a year or so after, like he barely, they barely remembered me. And then I haven't.
Because they're all like grown now.
Yeah. So maybe it was like 2 years after because she hadn't been pregnant yet. And so by the time I got there, her son was already walking and talking. So
wow.
2-3 years. And I haven't seen him since. And the oldest is now 15.
That's weird.
Yeah, I haven't seen him since he was about like 5 or 6 years old. Yeah, that's so weird
trippy.
To me.
Yeah, I never went into the babysitting or nanny thing ever. I don't think I've ever babysat a child
Have you
in
ever
my entire life.
Changed diapers?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah, never done any of that. My parents, they said I could if I took this one class that was like all day, that was like CPR and like how to do this and that. And I like just was a stubborn a-hole and never wanted to take it. So I never could babysit. But I have like so many of my friends nanny and still nanny.
You make good money.
Yeah. And it's like they have like the same schedule as like a 9-to-5 kind of thing, you know? You know, you just drop the kids here and drop them there. And then you guys go see a movie. And I'm like, really? That's so cool.
I'd just be worried that like I got kind of in trouble, but I didn't really care. So the.
Because you're a rebel.
Yeah. So the mom loved the idea of tattoos and piercings, but they're in a very, like, the husband was very traditional Mexican.
Oh.
And he was like, no, I do not like that. But the mom's sister was I think she was an apprentice, but she was at least the manager of a tattoo shop. So she was covered in tattoos. And I had only a couple at that time. And one day, because the kids would always see my tattoos, because it was summertime, I was wearing shorts, I took like markers and we colored and made them tattoos on their arms.
Cute.
And they were like, yay! And they're all excited. And I think the dad like scolded them or something. They're like, we don't like tattoos. Like after that, and the mom's like, yeah. So could you not do that? Because the dad was not happy.
Yikes.
And I'm just like,
wash that off your body right now.
Exactly. It's like, calm down. It's fake.
They're fake, yeah.
And but like they're getting so mainstream anyways that they're gonna grow up to like.
But
them
10 years ago, not really.
I mean, like with their aunt that was like covered in tattoos, and then their other aunt too. Like the mom has two sisters. Both of them had tattoos.
Yeah, and her husband probably hated it.
Yeah, so I'm like, eh. And now like I saw on Facebook because she added me a while back and she's got her nose pierced finally. I'm like, oh, you finally did it.
She's a rebel. Right? That Vicky was a bad influence.
Right. But it's like, whatever. I just pay people.
Dude,
and like support them. Like, again, if you're going to be spending like I had this like fight on Facebook and they're like, well, most people charge like $100. I'm like, if you're going to buy a $100 like piece of furniture or like piece of art at Target or Macy's or whatever, I'd rather take that money or maybe spend a little bit more and get it from somebody who makes it, like that's a friend.
Yeah.
Like my buddy Curtis, like you know Curtis, he makes custom furniture, like wood furniture.
Oh, that's cool.
And same with Kyle Court. He's in a bunch of bands, like, you know.
Yeah.
He does pallet furniture. It's like, I'd rather give you my money than just a big corporation.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's cool because like it makes it that much more special.
Yeah. And I'm honestly all about just like do what you're going to say you're going to do.
Right.
That's like.
Yeah. That's. Yeah. You would lose your freaking mind.
I would lose my mind. Lose it.
Speaking of losing minds, I found there's another Reddit post. It kind of goes back to having. We had a conversation a while back about baby names. And like we were talking about the names we liked and you didn't like some of mine.
And you didn't like some of mine. I don't think either of us liked
any. I
think
maybe one or two. I don't remember.
Maybe one or two we were like, that's not too bad.
Like you liked the girl name that I named my girl, Elena, which is my mom's middle name. But so apparently this was posted. There was a baby shower. It was like a Facebook invite and they canceled it. And this is why. It's a long read, so stay with me.
Okay, I'm here.
It says, dear members of the Squire Sebastian Senator Baby Shower, I have a really important announcement to make.
Squire?
Uh-huh.
Squire.
It brings me pain to have to tell you this, but I am canceling the event. I will text you soon if you are invited to my smaller, more inclusive party. At least here, no one will judge me. Why? Why am I doing this? Because you're all talking S about my unborn baby. An unborn child. How could you judge an unborn child? What's wrong with you? To say this frankly, my friends and family have treated me like total S. They've spread rumors and lies about my child. No, I'm not crazy. No, I'm not mentally unstable. And no, I was not drunk when I named my child. His name is Squire Sebastian Senator. They're not judging the child. They're judging you, you crazy bitch.
Yeah, why? Oh, what? What's your name is Squire?
Right? It just sounds like a weird fart.
Yeah, and it reminds me of squirrels.
Yeah. It's like, you cannot force me to change his name. This is the name I was meant to give him. No, this is not his full name. Squire Sebastian Senator is only his first name.
Can you even do that?
Yes, you can do whatever the hell you want with your name. This is how it will be. He will not be allowed to have a nickname. He is to be called by his full and complete first name. By the way, when you're playing sports, no. Like, everyone's name always gets shortened. Like, Ash, Vic,
yeah.
Linz.
Oh, could you imagine?
Shan. Yeah.
Like, roll call.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, God.
Do they even still do roll call?
I think so. Or it's like you check in with an app.
Yeah, seriously.
I never knew my family could be so judgmental. We come from a long-lasting family of both squires and senators, and if you look back in our family tree, the survival of this clan is literally rooted in squiredom. And we are all related to senators, too. This name conveys power, it conveys wealth, and it conveys success. My baby's name will be a revolution. It will push people to question everything. Why name your baby boring and overused names like Joshua, Brian, Sam, Nick, Mark, Bella, Mariana, etc., etc.? I mean, I would name my kid etc., right?
I thought you were going to say Sarah.
when you can name it something special. Squire Sebastian Senator will live a powerful, wholesome life. His confidence will not diminish simply because his name is out of the ordinary. Instead, he will be extraordinary. So F you all, fake-ass family. You won't get to be a part of my baby's life. And it's all because you had to judge him. They're not judging him. They're judging you.
And first of all, how can you say they're a fake-ass family when they're telling you the truth on how they feel about that,
right.
The kid's
name. It kind of goes back to the whole people that are like, oh my God, it's like, you can't say that, you're being offensive. It's like, no, it's not offensive if I disagree with you.
Yeah.
Disagreeing with someone is not them making an offense against you. It is them stating their opinion. Like, there is times where people, like, you can be mad at their opinion. I'm not saying don't be mad at their opinion, but don't say that they're attacking you.
Yeah, that's, oh, man, that's a tough one. Yeah. I mean, it is really awkward when, like, my friends have kids or something, and you say, like, oh, like, what do you think about naming? Or they're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my most recent friend, I mean, my friend, her most recent pregnancy,
mm-hmm.
I asked, like, what names are you thinking? And she gave me three names that she was thinking of, and I didn't like any of them.
What were the names? Do you remember?
They were, like, from the Bible. Theodore. She ended up not going with any of them.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, one was Isaiah,
mm-hmm.
which I don't like.
I feel like...
like, very, like, strong kind of names I don't really like.
Because Isaiah, when I hear Isaiah, it makes me think of, like, a scrawny, like, Amish person.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Yeah, and she's not...
It's like, I'm with Ichabod and Isaiah.
And Isaiah.
Out in the fields plowing.
Yeah, so one was Isaiah. I think one was Theodore. And she was like, Theo. And I was like, oh, I don't know.
It makes me think of Theon from Game of Thrones, and he gets his wiener cut off.
Ow! And there was one more. And there was one that I, like, wasn't as terrible as the other two. So I was like, oh, that one's my favorite out of those, you know, to try to kind of spin it.
Yeah.
But I was like, it's awkward when you're like... oh, that's the name that mm-hmm. you're...
I know, I keep jokingly telling my cousin with their third pregnancy, I'm like, you know, Victoria is a beautiful name.
It is a beautiful name, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to be the godmother to your second child, so...
Might as well name it after me.
Right. Make the third one, too. I'll be the godmother to that one, too.
Yeah, well, and I feel like there's, like, what was it?
Squire Sebastian Senator.
I feel like I hope at least someone sat her down and said, you just have to look at it as, even if... they don't go by that name is going to be permanently on record. You know, like what
like
I'm saying?
If like, they grow up and change their name.
Yeah, or if they grow up and like they go by Sebastian, let's say, because that's a normal name,
yeah.
right? So, but then if you have to give your like identity to someone, or like if someone's booking a flight for you, you need their full name, or like in school they have your, like you just right. have to think of like it's going to come out there and it. Kids are mean.
Yeah.
And Squire is a terrible name.
It's not like I get that, like, okay, cool, your family comes from squires and everything, but.
But that isn't. Yeah,
that's a title. It is not a name.
Yeah. And it doesn't sound good. It does. I get being unique and being different, but sometimes I think people go too far to be unique and different, and then it backfires and everyone's like, what the hell is that?
I'm just going to say that, like, being a kid and trying to find your name on a keychain when you don't have. It's just,
dude,
like the most bummer thing.
For me.
I was going to say, me too, like when it's spelt incorrectly.
Yeah, because you don't get that keychain or that magnet from Oregon or California that you want to collect, because every Sarah's usually with an H, and you're not going to get something that's spelt wrong.
Or V-I-C-K-I.
Yeah.
So I just looked for Victoria at that point.
Yeah. Which they usually have, right?
Usually.
Yeah, but no, that's
but I'm
a good
like,
point
but I
too.
Was Vicky when I was a kid. Like, I was Vicky.
Yeah, not Victoria. Now I mean, I'm even like, still, you're kind of Vicky. And then Vicky. When you say Victoria, I'm like, ooh, Victoria.
But like, I try to use Victoria as much as I can. So usually Starbucks.
It's, that's actually the only time I've heard you say it.
Yes.
But
right.
But yeah, I probably would definitely be one of those family members that would not be invited to the more exclusive baby shower. Because yeah. I would be like, no. Like, why? Like, don't. Like, right. Hell no.
No. I want to know this woman's actual, like, name. I bet she's got, like, a really basic name, basic like name. Sue.
Yeah.
Or Anne.
Yeah. And I wonder what her, I don't know if it's going to be husband or baby daddy, thinks about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he's on board, yikes.
Yeah.
And then if he's not on board and she's just like, I don't give an F what you think, like, that would suck even more. You know, like if your dude hated your yeah. baby name that you wanted, you wouldn't do it, right?
He's probably like the biggest, like, he just lets her get away with her tantrums.
Yeah, but like a name for a child, I don't know why I feel like that's a really big deal.
It's like, calm down. Like, it just make your kids, I don't know.
I know.
I don't know. But funny, we're talking about significant others and everything.
What?
Like, so I've been thinking about this for a minute. Because I've been meeting a couple dudes and I've been chatting with people.
Have you been on the dating scene again?
Kind of.
Oh, snap.
It's been a minute.
Yeah,
I mean, I met this guy. We went out. So like,
this excites
like back
me.
In December, I met a dude and like, I gave him my number.
Like in person at
yes.
a bar?
At a... Yeah, at a bar.
Okay.
And we were all a little tipsy. So I'm like, here's my number. I thought you were cool. He was a karaoke host.
Oh,
and
that's
I was
smooth.
Like, I'm like, okay. And so he didn't text me back until like a week or two later.
So he just had your number. You
yes.
Have
and
his.
He invited okay. me to a party, but I'm like, dude, I'm not in town. So we've been texting. He was really bad at texting back. And so then he finally added me on Facebook. So we've been able to talk better on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just like, I dig him and I want to get to know him more. But there's a few things that I don't know if they're like fully true about him or not, or if he was just saying it. But he loves to read, which I do too. I love books, poetry, comic books. I like all sorts of things.
Is this all through Messenger? Is it nothing on the phone, right? Like this is all conversation.
Yeah, or this is most of it's Facebook Messenger because I didn't see him over the weekend because okay. We went out, my friends went out drinking and I was there. I'm like, hey, how's it going? He was pretty drunk. So,
at the karaoke, at yes, where you met him?
Yeah, so he was pretty drunk and I was sober. So it was like, I know.
Shoot.
I know he's fine. Like it's he's cool, but it's just when you're hanging out with somebody that's way, way too drunk and you're completely sober.
Yeah.
It's just like,
And then, yeah.
It's
and then
awkward
you're like,
and weird and it's a little bit of a turnoff. If I was drunk, I think it would have been fine.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's why in the first time you guys met, you guys were both drunk. Mm-hmm. So you guys were both like silly and wacky and yeah. just saying crazy things or whatever. And then once
having a good time singing.
And then, yeah.
So I'm like, and that's what I was telling my friend. I'm like, I'm not writing him off because I just didn't happen to be turned on by him that night.
Did you think he was the first night? Were you attracted to him physically?
Yeah.
And were you last weekend?
He still was cute, but being drunk and slurring your words, not so cute.
So your beer goggles were definitely off.
Yeah.
Like, both literally.
I mean, a little bit. Like, he was still cute. Like, I thought he was cute, mm-hmm. but, like, it's just when you're slurring your words, I'm like,
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But then I think he made some comment that he doesn't really like certain comedies. Like, we were talking about the show Big Mouth and how I love it. He's like, I usually don't like cringe comedies, but they did a really good job with it. And so I'm thinking, do you not like... And then he made another comment. And I'm like, do you not like cartoons? Do you not like comedy movies? Do you not like superhero movies? And that's just when I started doing some like self-evaluation. Like, could I date somebody that does not like superhero movies or that does not like cartoons?
Did you ask him that?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? You were just thinking
I was just
like,
kind of thinking this. Like, could I date somebody? And I thought, no, because I love watching cartoons.
Yeah.
I've been with a guy before. And granted, I was very young. I was like from almost 18 to almost 21. So 3 years. And he was a lot more, quote unquote, mature than I was
mm-hmm.
when it came to likes and the way he presented himself. But he was very mature emotionally. And it's just like, I can't do that again. He didn't really like comic books. So talking about comic books or Comic-Con, like he'd listen for a while. But towards it, like at one point, he's like, okay, can you stop?
Yeah, he had no desire or passion or anything for
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And so, I mean, there's people out there that are excited for you, even if they don't like the stuff, the same stuff. They'll be excited for you.
Yeah.
But it's a lot easier when the person likes that stuff, too.
Totally. Yeah.
So basically,
and you don't just like comics or anything. You like like our comic books and like cartoons, like you love them. Like Lilo and Stitch is like your jam.
Yeah, like I'll play it with the little guy, my foster bro.
Baby. Yeah,
my foster baby. I'm half mommy, half sister here. Weird. But like I'll play Lilo and Stitch. I'll play cartoons like with good music. Like I'll find stuff I love and play it for him now so he can hear him.
Yeah.
Because he likes noise too, just like me. So I'm like, hey, awesome.
What about if you had, if a guy like you didn't really like or get the whole comic scene or something, and you were really excited about Comic-Con, and he was like, okay, well, I'll go with you, and like, mm-hmm. I'll try to like see this side of your world, right. And like at least try. Would that make it better?
Like that would be awesome. I mean, it'd be kind of a bummer if he didn't like it, but it's like, okay, you're accepting my passions, you're coming with me, and I don't even mean you have to come with me every day or anything like that. It's just okay, let's
dress you up and see how you role play.
Right, exactly. And like I've dated guys that do full on cosplay, and I've done guys that, you know, just like to read a comic here and there. Like
I've done guys.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I didn't mean it that way, but yes, I have. But then I kind of started thinking, I'm like, okay, well, you're at a point in your life, like, I have this big fear of finding somebody and just dating them because they're available.
Mm.
You know, because when you get to a certain point, you're like, everyone's in a relationship. Oh, God, let me, like, you know, it's like musical chairs, quickly before they're all taken.
Yeah, or quickly before they have a lot of baggage.
Yeah, a lot more baggage. Like babies and a couple divorces.
Yeah.
But my friend keeps saying, she's like, dude, we're at the prime age. You can just start dating divorce guys now. They're all getting divorced about now. So, yeah,
so
here you go.
They're going to be single again real soon.
Yeah. It's like, don't worry about it. We're coming around. I'm like, damn it. I mean, you're right, but that's.
But damn it. Hey, a divorce is okay as long as there's no children.
Right. I've been in that mess and oof. Oof. But then I started thinking, like, I don't want to be. Yes, we're going to have to compromise in certain things. I feel like everyone does in a relationship. Mm-hmm. But what are things that I cannot compromise on? Like, I'm not going to just overlook something just for the sake of being with somebody.
Yeah. Which I think is good. I think everyone has to have those boundaries that they know of, mm-hmm. like, for effing sure before getting into something.
Right. Because when I was 21 or even 25 or even 27, I was like, I don't want to date anybody with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to be a stepmom, but I'm at that age where I'm like, you know what? Depending on the situation, I could consider it. Like, I'm getting to that age where I'm considering it. Like, depending on the baby mama situation, how old the kid is, the relationship between everybody, if it's healthy and comfortable, it's like, okay, cool. If it's someone I really, really dig, I'm like, let's proceed. If not, not worth
it. So it's still not a deal breaker anymore for you.
Not quite as how it used to be.
So if you're on Tinder or something, you see a dude.
He's got a kid. It's like, all right, if like we get.
You'll still swipe.
Yeah, if he's hot. And I mean, if it's Tinder, I'm not really caring. It's just banging.
Well, but sometimes their relationships blossom through Tinder.
But most people that are on Tinder aren't looking for that. It just ends up happening.
It just happens.
So I started coming up with like, it basically makes me feel kind of dumb or picky. Because I made a list of like things that I will not compromise on.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of them being, like I've been on a date where the guy said on the first date, he's like, I never want to have kids. And so it's just like, at that point, I'm like, well, I know I'm going to want to have kids, at least one. And I don't want to date with somebody, fall in love with him. And then when it's time to get married and all that, then try to convince him and change his mind.
Or think he's going to change. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that is BS. That is wasting both your time and you're just going to get your heart broken. I'm not about to play that game.
So what if he already has kids and he's done having kids?
See, that's the hard one, too, because like I would like to have at least one of my own.
Your own. Yeah.
Yeah. If I find out I can't, then I would like to adopt one. But I also, like, I don't want to date somebody that doesn't, like, this is basically, like, my dating interview. It's like, I'm looking for somebody that likes going out, but also loves staying in. Like, who has that balance?
Yeah, I feel like, especially, like, older people now will have that balance. Like, I think if you tried to date someone
younger
than
they
you,
want to go out all the time,
they would definitely probably want to go out every weekend, especially with their dudes, or like to just hang out, or you know, shoot
go
pool or
host face, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, but I feel like our age people are more like into both.
It's like, I want to, on Friday night I want to go to sleep by 9, fall, like with Netflix playing in the background, and then on Saturday night let's go out bar hop.
Exactly. Yeah, which I think is totally reasonable,
and I want somebody that can do both. I don't want one that wants to go out all the time but also doesn't want to stay in all the time.
Yeah, which if you date someone with kids, good luck with that.
Right. And then one of the other one is like, and this is actually a big one. It's very hard to kind of find somebody like this, I think. And one of the things I give one of my ex-boyfriends credit is that he was really good at this. He knew because of my job that I would be the center of attention in some circles, in some situations.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And so I need somebody
like
to
events.
Be. Yeah. I need somebody to be comfortable and be okay with that. Like, one, I'm going to be receiving a bunch of attention. So if you're the kind of person that has a big ego and can't stand not having the attention on you, I'm not the person you want to date.
And it's just attention in general and attention from a lot of weird dudes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just like all kinds of like men, female, both like just because of the job or because they have interest in you in that way.
And we have to be somewhat, you know,
we have to be
a
on.
Certain way.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can't just dismiss them or be like, oh, yeah, you can't like, hug me or, you know.
Yeah. Like I want to talk to people. Like when I meet somebody and they listen to the show, I get really excited.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's really awesome. It's really flattering in that you took the time to go on Facebook to see what we look like and that you recognize
but
me.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's even cooler.
Stoke.
So I get really excited. I want to talk to these people.
Same.
So I don't want somebody that's going to be like moping and like, meh. Also, though, like when we are in group settings, like I don't want to be on all the time. Like if it's not a work thing,
mm-hmm.
it's like I want you to be able to take control and
yeah,
be the center of attention when I am just wiped.
Yeah, totally. I got really lucky with the guy I'm dating now is because he isn't a very jealous person. Mm-hmm. And so I can invite him to events and he'll either come alone or he'll bring a buddy. And then he understands like I'm working, like I'm. You can come, but like this isn't us hanging out.
Right.
Like I barely may see you, you
yes.
know? Know that I love you. Know that you're not my number one dude. I'm going home with you. But people are going to ask for pictures. They're going to say things that I don't know what they're going to say, but it might not be appropriate. But just know like,
right.
I love you kind of thing. And he's better than I could ever imagine.
Yeah.
Like if I'm like, babe, will you hold my purse? I have to go backstage or I have to do this or that or whatever. He's like, amazing.
Super supportive. And that's, I give your boyfriend credit. And like anywhere you put him, he like hangs out and can talk to anybody and
yeah.
blend in. And that's what like my ex could do. And so that's one of the things that I've like, okay, I would like to find somebody who can do that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I want to find somebody like my ex, but I'm like, that is a quality that I need.
Which is really good that you're aware of that because I don't even think I was aware of that. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Until like you're in the setting and you're mm-hmm. like, damn. And I wish I was more like that. Like, I don't know if roles were reversed if I would be as cool as he would be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a bunch of hot chicks wanting to take pictures and autographing their boobs. Like, I don't
yeah.
know if I would just be like, that's fine, hon. I'll hold your beer for you.
See,
you know?
I think it'd be kind of like, because I've thought about him, like, if I dated like a band dude or something who's in a band, like getting pictures, I'm like, but I get kind of turned on.
You
by
would
that.
Get so like, turned on. You would be like, I think she's really hot. Do you want to invite her back to the room?
I'll be like, hey, baby, like this is mine.
Yeah.
Actually, I will admit, same ex-boyfriend that I was referring to. We were at a Hot Topic once and this one chick and I had her. I've seen her multiple times at this Hot Topic when I was by myself. And she was very much like, didn't
mm-hmm.
had this look like she didn't want to be there. Just very like whatever.
I feel like a lot of Hot Topic people are like,
I mean, I've met some that are really bubbly and really sweet. But this chick, like, I'm trying to picture somebody I could, like a cartoon character or somebody that I could compare her to. But she was just very, like,
One note.
Yeah, like,
didn't
whatever.
Really want to be there. Yeah.
My ex, I will admit, to this day, he is a very good-looking man. And
you want to kill him. Just kidding.
I mean, I'm over it at this point. But he walked in. Like, I went one way and he went the other because we were looking at different things. And this girl just, like, floats on over, like, hi.
Oh.
What can I get for you? And I was like, oh, my God. I've never seen her light up this much.
It's
like,
so funny when that happens.
Yeah. And then I'm like, hey, babe, what'd you find? And, like, just
like,
to do that. And, like, you can see her face. And I was like, I'm not going to lie. That kind of turned me on a little bit. And, like, yeah, I'm going to take you home.
That's definitely happened between me and my boyfriend before. And then the girl will walk away and I'll be like, she totally wanted to do some naughty things to you. And then he'll look at me and then he'll think about it and be like, yeah, she did, didn't she? And I was like, oh.
And it's like, let's go to the bathroom right now.
Yeah, yeah. But don't think about her.
Like,
think
you're gonna
about
think about me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much how it goes down, actually.
But what are some of your, like, basically your deal breakers?
So I was thinking about this. Mine are, okay, well, you probably think yours are like kind of stupid. I think mine are pretty stupid too.
I mean, I have one, like he needs to like at least going to karaoke. Even if he doesn't sing, he needs to go. I've met people that are like, ugh. It's like, I hate going to karaoke in general. I'm like, okay, we can't be friends.
See, one of mine is going to the club.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to the club as much as I do. But if you refuse to go.
At all.
Like, I know the club scene is the scene and maybe you don't like the music or the people or just the environment, but like just like I feel like it's like so sexy and like kind of intimate at some points when you're like with your dude and you're just grinding and getting a little nasty, like in public. Like it's not like too far, you know, like because everyone's doing it. But I don't know. There's something about
it. There is something special because like when you go to the club, you end up just grinding on everybody. It's whatever.
Yeah.
It
or just, if you're single, like, or, I mean, or if you're like taken, but your dude's not there, you're literally just kind of like in a circle with your friends.
Right.
Which is so fun. Don't get me wrong. But there's something different when your man's behind you and like,
And I'm like not in the club scene. Like, I don't get me wrong. I'll still go every now and then. Like, I'll get that urge. Like, yeah, you know what? I want to go dancing.
Yeah, you just want to boob pop.
Yeah. Like every now and then. But I'm also like, I want to go home and watch Netflix. I'm at that weird stage where I'm like barely like I'm still in my 20s, but I'm nearing my old lady stage.
Yeah. And I'm still very much like I think I honestly don't think even when I'm like 50, I'm
but that's,
still
I mean, that is like full on your jam.
That is so my jam. Yeah. So definitely one is like at least be willing to go sometimes, you know, and that off chance like I'm going for my birthday or this is an event that I have to go or something like. I want you to be willing to and like, open to it.
I get you. Like when I've gone to a club and I'm invited a dude I was seeing and like we ended up dancing and I was like, hey.
Yeah. And then
it was fun.
Especially if you're seeing them and you're like, it's still kind of like, the new like, stages.
I'm like, you're kind of mine here. Like I don't have to worry about going to another dude.
Right.
Like, you are like, there's something. Yeah. There is very something intimate. You don't but have to fun about that.
Worry about some creep just trying to freak on you and you're like, oh god, no, get off. Oh, don't touch, you're so sweaty. Oh yeah, no, because you have a dude there and you're making out and everyone's like, damn, I wish I was like them. That's definitely one of them. Another one is I have had friends who've had boyfriends who kind of judge what they wear in a sense. So it's gone both ways. So one way is like I'll put on like a shirt and a skirt or and heels and I think like, is this like a little too much? Like, do I look a little like a whore? Mm-hmm. And my boyfriend's just like, hell no, babe. You look so hot. Like, go like flaunt it. Go strut your stuff. Even if we're not going out together. Mm-hmm. But either way, he's very like, no, babe, supportive. You look so good. And I've had friends, boyfriends who are like, no, do not go out in public like that. Like, put pants on, like, or cover up your chest. Like, really, like,
it's like for one,
kind of
not,
controlling.
You don't own my body. And two, you're saying you don't trust me enough.
Yeah. And guys are going to be looking no matter what I'm wearing. Like,
right.
You know, well, I mean, you're dating a hot bitch. I mean, right? Every girl should say that to her man. And I feel like it just says something about who you're dating if they're like, no, like, I want you to look good. Like, you're look however you want. But on the other side of it, I love that my guy does not care if I go out with no makeup, in pajamas, in a messy bun. Like, because there's two sides of me, and I'm mostly in that outfit.
Right.
And he doesn't care. Like, I have my lounge pants, my sweatpants, and my pajama pants. He thinks they're all pajamas, and I get really mad because I'm like, no, these are my sweatpants. I can go out in them. But he doesn't. I'm like, babe, do you care if we're going to the store and I look like this? Like, and he doesn't care at all. He's like, no, babe, like, he'll still hold my hand whether I'm looking like a whore or whether I'm looking like a hobo. And I love it.
See, that's fantastic because I, growing up, and luckily I didn't really, luckily and unluckily, I guess, I was stuck in the middle with when it came to the culture thing.
Mm-hmm.
When people are like, oh, do you feel more American? Do you feel more Mexican? It's like, honestly, I've always felt more American because this is the culture I experienced most of. And all the Mexican kind of came in with my family. But as time went on, I wasn't as close to my extended family, just either drama or they moved away.
Yeah.
But I'd see it when I'd go to parties and just the machismo and like the misogynistic viewpoints and how people lived. Like one, for example, I was like 15 and I went to a bridal shower for a lady that my mom, like a gal my mom was friends with. And a woman pulled her aside, the bride-to-be, and she said, here is the best advice I'm going to give you. Agree with your husband always. If he says the donkey is black and it's white, just say it's black. Just always agree with him. Have your children. Have your life. You're going to lead the best, like,
yikes,
most, like, chill life. And then you can start basically arguing once the kids are gone. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, what? So I have to just kind of full on submit to this person, like, even if he's
for, like,
wrong.
18 years.
At least.
Jeez.
It's like, no, that does not make sense to me. And it's like that whole, like, you don't own the way I look.
Mm-hmm.
You don't own like my body, but I also want you to be proud and like when I am all dressed up all hot, like get excited, but I also don't want you to be like, oh, you're in your sweatpants. Like I want the person to think, you know, the sun shines out of my butt, like at all times,
at
whether
all times.
I'm in my pajamas, no makeup at the store, getting chips for a sundae because I'm not leaving the house after that.
Chips and ice cream.
Right. It's like, but also when I dress up, like, damn, girl, like, I want that support.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's, when I see people like, no, my boyfriend says I'm not allowed to wear this. It's like, no, that's not a boyfriend. That is a controlling, misogynistic, yeah, I don't know. That just, like, that rubs me the wrong way because I've seen it in my mm-hmm. family and I refuse to be a part of that and I refuse to ever condone that.
Yeah. And it's very, very, very strange. And I think luckily nowadays, I feel like it's getting less and less. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm so down for your opinion on, oh, maybe like you should wear the black with instead yeah. of the pink or something like that, but not or cover like, me up because you want me like, covered.
Babe, it is freaking freezing outside and you're wearing a tiny skirt. Yeah. Wear a jacket.
That's exactly what because George I don't want to
have to have you bitching about it later. And that I understand.
And then this is, well, do you want me bitching about it or do you want to have to carry my jacket when I'm too hot? And he's like, oh, God damn it. Okay.
He needs to just get a giant fanny pack and carry all your crap.
He does. Good thing he has like big pockets. So. Right,
just cargo pants.
Yeah.
I did see a meme that said, I think women hate the hate on cargo pants so much because they realize it's superiority as opposed to a purse.
Oh, so many pockets. Yeah, you can fit like, so much.
It's not our fault they don't make pockets big enough.
They don't, not even for the phone anymore.
No.
My pocket barely fits in my, or yeah, my phone barely fits in my pocket.
Yeah, you have to put it in your back pocket and it still sticks out.
Yeah, and it like sags your pants.
Yep.
Oh, and then your butt doesn't look good.
Nope. I do have one that's going to maybe make a few of you listeners upset with me.
Oh, okay.
I have done this. I've dated guys that do this and I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And if this is the life and future he wants, that's totally fine. It's just not going to be with me.
Oh.
Guys that allow their cats and their dogs to sleep in the bed with them.
Oh.
Or on the furniture even. Mm. Like cats sometimes you can't control. But like if I have like a big dog, like a big old hairy dog, that's not going to stay inside. Like I cannot deal with, I'm allergic to cats and I'm allergic to dogs. I cannot deal with the dander and I hate the hair. When it's on the furniture and just everywhere on the carpet, on the floor. I hate it. So if I ever have a dog, if I have to get a pet and a dog, I'd get one of those little ones, almost like what a Lulu is, Steve's dog.
Yeah.
I'd get something like that.
So you would date them if they had a pet?
I would. However, if they, I've had my, one of my ex-boyfriends, his cat would sleep in the bed.
That is weird. That is so weird. Get the pets out of your bed.
Yes.
I don't care if you're single. I don't care if
I wake up itchy. My eyes are shut. Like
it's weird. It's very weird to me. I went on vacation a few years ago with my friend and we visited her dad and dad's girlfriend and we shared a bed, her and I. And then all of a sudden they open the door and they're like, I forgot the name. Let's Rex. Rex is going to sleep with you guys tonight. And the dog was like 70 pounds. Like it wasn't Jesus. A small dog. Jumps in the bed and lays in between us.
No.
And I'm like, I was like, are you guys, is this a thing? Oh, yeah, like I've missed him so much. Like he sleeps in bed with either us or my dad. And I'm like, what?
No.
It's dirty. It's grimy. Ugh.
Like I can't. Like I can't do animals on the furniture. And that's why when I see.
So even like on a couch, though, because a lot of people like watch their, like they'll be sitting on the couch watching a movie with their dog or something. Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't. Unless it's one of those, like I said, a Steve dog that doesn't really shed. That's fairly clean because it's not spending most of its time outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay. That could be okay.
Like on your lap.
Yeah, like on my lap or something. Like I still have my weird OCDs and I'm getting better, like slowly but surely. Some days are worse than others.
But if not, they have to, the big dog has to be in a bed next to the couch or something.
Yeah, like no.
Like their dog
bed. Honestly, like if they're running around, I hate it when you go into somebody's house and there's like paw prints all over the ground, like big old muddy paw prints and it just smells like wet dog. And,
oh, I think it's disgusting. And I don't know why.
Honestly, I don't think I'm going to have pets ever. And I'm really hoping that the guy I end up with doesn't eat pets.
I need to tell Maybe you, you're snake. Like in the, I don't know, a snake. Like, you're in like the wrong state for
right?
animals. Because I feel like everyone and their damn mom has a dog
yes.
or a cat
yes.
in this world.
I'm trying to think like, I mean, well, Rev has cats, like even on our show. Steve's got a dog. Danny doesn't want pets. Your dad doesn't want pets.
We're all the weirdos, kind of.
I don't know if how Joe feels about pets.
He actually weirdly likes them, which surprises me. No, he's really allergic to.
No.
Maybe like to one that's like not hypoallergenic.
Yeah, hypoallergenic. But like even Castle's got dogs. Taryn's got a bunch of dogs and goats and chickens.
Yeah, she's an animal lover.
I don't really know about the Menger. I never really paid attention to the pets they have.
I haven't either. They must not post about them a lot.
No, I do know that Ian from Metal Shop's got a cat, and I don't know. Oh, yeah. I don't think Kevin's got any pets right now. I think maybe his roommate has a cat. I don't remember.
Yeah, I just don't get why, like, if your house is dirty or like your kids dirty it or something, like it should be cleaned right away and like there's like no forgiving that. But when animals do it, it's just a so like, oh, it's cute. It's fine.
Like, no. Like, I mean, I'm just like, I didn't grow up an animal person. My brother, funnily enough, he's an animal person. He loves animals. I was playing with them. My dad is too, because my dad grew up with animals. My mom, I think, is what made me this way.
Yeah. And was like, no animals in the house.
Well, like we never really had pets. And like the few pets we did have, like we had ferrets when I was older, but those had a cage and we took care of them. And then we had a dog when I was little.
God, to get ferrets, that's like the weirdest.
Yeah, I know, right? It was the reason why was because the first time I ever held a ferret, my weird OCDs were gone. Like I didn't have any of the like, oh my God, I need to wash my hands. Unfortunately, when I got them, they came back. And I was like, damn it, so close. But my mom grew up in this tiny house with three younger brothers and a sister. With her parents, it's the house my grandparents still have. And my grandma's the kind of woman who loves animals.
Mm.
So any stray dog or stray cat, she would bring to the house. So they would have like a bunch of cats and a bunch of dogs in a tiny space.
Gross.
And like they would stay outside, like in their patio. But even then, that was a tiny little patio.
Yeah, that's just grimy.
And so I think my mom kind of has this association with stray animals. Like just, they were dirty. So all animals are dirty.
Mm.
So whenever we would pet an animal, a dog, my mom would immediately take us to the sink and wash our hands when we were little kids. So in my head, I have that association that dirty, wash hands. So I can't feel comfortable. And I hate it because, I mean, I see people that get all lovey-dovey with their animals and I'm like, oh, that looks nice.
Yeah.
I don't have any interest in doing that because it's just way too much discomfort on my part.
Dang, you got to go to therapy for that.
Yeah. And honestly,
sounds like a deep-rooted issue.
My thing is, I could to get over it. I'm like, but what is the point?
Because
I'm going to be saving a lot more money not having pets, and I won't be getting attached to an animal that's going to die in 10 years.
Unless you fall in love with someone who has a pet, then I would definitely say it's probably worth it. And because, I mean, pets are a pain, but it's not like if he's willing to like not have it in the bed or the couch, I think that's like totally like
fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they are off the furniture.
If you're allowed to like get over that mental like.
Right. And I dated a guy who had a pug and I actually love that pug.
Aww.
Like I remember I was really, really sick once and I was freezing and I was like laying on his couch because I couldn't drive home.
And I'm like, my feet
are so cold. I said that to him and his dog just got up and like sat on my feet.
Oh, that's
and
so
I was just
sweet.
Like, I love you, little guy.
It's also crazy how they like know stuff like that. I know.
But he was like this old man dog. Like he was old.
Yeah, and some dogs are actually like they can be pretty dope.
So
but you have to find the right one.
Yeah, he was a very chill dog. So I love this dog. But
is he dead now?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't talked to the guy in a couple of years. So I have no idea what's happened to him. But like at the same time, he shed a lot.
Yeah, that's
and I'm just like, I can't do it.
No, especially because you wear a lot of black.
Yeah. I mean, if it was a black pug, I'd be fine.
Yeah, no one would know.
Nobody would know.
So you like shake and then all this hair goes everywhere.
It's like, don't worry, I was wearing a fur coat.
It's just fine. It's a pug coat. Don't say that, actually. You'll get shot.
Yeah. It's like freaking Cruella de Vil.
Oh, yeah. Dalmatian coat. God, she was so badass.
Oh, she was creepy. But yeah, I don't. That's just like my deal breaker. And I'm curious and I want to hear you guys. Please text in or call us or write us on the Instagram Messenger. What is, you know, your big deal breaker? If a person says on the first date, like, I don't want pets or, you know, I can't date anybody who eats meat. It's like,
but surprisingly like, wasn't you didn't used to be mine. But
right, even when you were like before you were
all my
you always were like not always but at one point in your life you were that person like,
I was a crazy vegetarian.
You're like, how could you eat meat?
Yeah, no, surprisingly I didn't actually. I think because I saw what my dad went through with my mom and my dad finally like got the courage to stand up to my mom and say I want to eat meat. I was like, okay, like I love my dad, so I'm not gonna have anyone like go through that except I mean All my ex-boyfriends and my current boyfriend, like, know what I think about it. Like, anytime George eats, like, a steak or something, he tries to hide it from me. Because he, like, he knows it's not something I'm like, oh, yeah, this is great. Mm. But I will say another one really quick is when if somebody says they don't drink and judges me for drinking. That's when that before I met George, I was dating this guy. He was a little younger, just turned 21. And so he was kind of new to the whole drinking thing. And I don't think he had actually really you know, gone into it. And mm-hmm. so he would judge me for drinking or for wanting a drink or, and I mean, I drink, but I just drink on the weekends. I rarely right. drink on the weekdays. So even judging me like that, or like we'd go out and I would order a glass of wine and he would, right. why do you need wine right now? And I'm like, why not? Like,
because I like it.
Yeah. Like, so
you should ask him every time, like, he eats dessert or something. He's like, why
are you eating that meat right now? Right. So I was really like, and I hate to be like, oh, if you can't, like, I wouldn't like you if you didn't drink. But it is that, like, I feel judged. I feel like I am actually being judged. And then if I want to go out and get crazy, I feel better if you're going out and getting crazy with me.
I mean, but then there's situations like Taryn, for example, her boyfriend, Brad, he doesn't drink at all.
I know, which is crazy.
Yeah, like he is.
She
like,
drinks a lot.
Yes. So he hasn't drank in many, many, many years. He decided to quit completely. Mm-hmm. And
congrats to him, by the way. Right. He's badass.
So Taryn loves to party. She loves to drink. She loves her mimosas. She likes going out.
She loves her beer.
Yep. So, but they work. Like mm-hmm. he is the designated driver. He's okay. Like I've never seen him like visibly uncomfortable, like because she's getting drunk or partying with her friends. He's just always having a good time himself.
Yeah, like, which I think is awesome.
If you can find somebody that can do that, that's great.
Yeah, and I think because they are older, and I think he is quite a bit older.
I think he is in his, so Taryn's, I think, late 30s. I think he is late 30s. Yeah, she's not quite 40 yet.
Yeah.
I think he's like late, no, he just turned 50 this year.
Oh, damn, he's older than I thought.
I think so.
Yeah, so I think so. I think that works.
Yes.
Because they are a bunch older. Like, I'm trying to go to the club and get ratchet phase. So, like, right. I want someone who's willing to do that as well. Right. But maybe if older, it would be different.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it would be a little bit more forgiving. Even though you're going to be that 90-year-old, you know, getting crunk.
Getting crunk at the club with my walker.
It's going to be all blinged out.
Dude, hell yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be with all the youngins.
Oh, God.
God, they're going to have so many new dances I'm going to have to learn. I mean, but I probably won't be able to learn them because I'll just die if I try them. I will.
You just got to do them the best you can.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did find this article, and we're talking about things that are kind of our deal breakers, but this is kind of going along the ways of, it's 129 ways to get a husband, according to a 1958 McCall's, which was a magazine.
I'm not going to read. 1958.
Yeah, I'm not going to read all of these.
But my parents weren't even born yet. Wow.
Yeah, that's no. That's crazy. 1958. That was, I'm not going to do the math.
That was, well, 2018, we're like almost.
2019.
So,
18, 50, 70? No. Let's see, 20. Wait. We're in 2019 minus, what did I say,
60. It's 60. 61 years ago. Yeah, duh.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Did I do that right? Oh, look at my math.
You did math.
I went to school one time.
It shows.
Just once.
It shows.
Thank you.
But yeah, it's this magazine. There's even, like, I'm looking at the freaking articles, like, on the front cover. It says, 129 ways to get a husband. Are sex manuals a threat to a happy marriage?
Sex manuals.
It's like a.
Oh, this is great.
It's like what to look for in 1958. And it's like Three Women of Courage by Senator John F. Kennedy. Like, there's a bunch of other stuff, like a brainstorming report on, and it gets blocked off because of the magazine thing.
Dude, my mom used to say people used to go to college, like when she was even going to college, to get a Mrs. degree. To find someone.
To find a husband.
Yeah, to find a husband.
That's funny.
Isn't that funny?
That is funny.
I know. I was like, that's amazing. Weird. Just like try to date someone who's like getting a really fancy degree.
It's like, oh, God.
I'm just here for my Mrs. degree.
Like, you can't do that now because college is expensive.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at some of the stuff like where to find a man in 1958. It's like get a dog and walk it. Have your car break down at a strategic place. Attend night school, take courses men like, or join a hiking club and look in the census reports for places with the most single men. Nevada has 125 males for every 100 females.
What? How do they even know that?
It's like the census That's report. They come funny. Do that. Number freaking six.
Oh, gosh.
Read the obituaries to find eligible widowers. How effed up is that?
What?
And by the way, this is on awkward.com, and it's the best website it could
oh
be on.
Oh my God, that's so sad and right? so smart.
It says take several short vacations at different places rather than one long one at one place, which, I mean, cool.
Hey, it sounds like easy to hook up, you know?
Right. This one sounds sit on a park bench and feed the pigeons.
Okay, nowadays, no one will ever talk to you if you're just sitting on a park, and especially in Seattle.
Nope. They don't want you feeding the pigeons.
They don't actually at all. They'll tell you, they'll sit down and tell you to stop.
Take a bicycle trip through Europe. I'm like, I just want to do that for fun.
Yeah, where are you going to meet someone and then...
In Europe,
and they're going to get a bike too and join you.
It says, get a job in the medical, dental, or law school. Kind of the same thing, mm-hmm. The Mrs. degree.
Yep.
Become a nurse or an airline stewardess. They have very high marriage rates. Or ask your friends' husbands who the eligible men in their offices are. All my friends are in relationships, and all their friends are people I'm not interested in.
Yeah, plus it would be weird if somebody asked us that, because it's like we know our show, we know the other shows, and then we like sort of-ish kind of not really know all the salespeople. Like we know them, but I don't personally like know them.
Like, yeah,
I
would like all the dudes.
Yeah, I would have no idea if my friends would be into them or not.
Most of the dudes are...
They're married, right?
I feel like they're married. I see a lot of rings. So
see, I don't know.
I feel like they're all married. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, that's true. They seem married, and I feel like we have a lot of single young ladies.
There is one
ladies,
he doesn't.
Though.
Yeah, he does. There's one that he, I mean, we feel like we got a big push of like young ladies that have
a big push of attractive young ladies. Good
attractive
job,
blonde
teams.
Ladies.
Holler.
It says be nice to everybody. They may have an eligible brother or son,
or they might kill you.
That too.
Just kidding.
19. Get lost at football games. Oh, I don't know where I'm going.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, God.
I get lost all the time, so that'd
don't
be a good
take
one for
a
me.
Job at a company run largely by women.
Don't.
That's what it says.
I don't think any company back in the day was largely run by women. Right.
Get a job demonstrating fishing tackle in a sporting goods store. What?
So you like
demonstrate
how to like
the fish eyes?
Maybe that'll attract the guys.
I guess.
Oh, you can fish?
23.
Oh, no, what?
Go to all reunions of your high school and college class. There may be widowers there. Widowers.
What is
I feel like people die all the time back in like the 50s. Is
yeah,
that what it was?
Well, way more likely.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe you just wanted to be married, so they were willing to marry right after.
Right. Some of these are so messed up. Number 24 is don't be afraid to associate with more attractive girls. They may have some leftovers. How effed up is that?
Wow, talk about sloppy seconds. I guess they don't care.
I mean, as long as they don't care. I mean, I guess either party. It says, don't room with a girl who is a sad sack and let her pull you down to her level. I think that in general.
That's a good
like,
one.
Oh, she's got clinical depression. I can't find a boyfriend because of that. It's like, okay, well, you're an awful friend, but change apartments from time to time. It's like, yeah, what? It's a lot of money moving around. Jesus.
Maybe it wasn't back then, though.
I do this anyways, but I don't do it on purpose. It's stumble when you walk into a room that he's in. Are you trying to look helpless? Is that the idea?
Yeah, because that's just like, embarrassing. Oh, no, because no guy nowadays would be like,
oh, you fell.
Exactly. They won't be like, oh, let me come to your rescue. Unless you like really hurt yourself. Then if they didn't, they look like a-holes. So
I like that this article kind of skips through some of the best ones. Number 34 is wear a Band-Aid. People always ask what happened. Or make a lot of money. It's like, wait, so they're telling women to become a sugar mama? Is this article actually progressive?
No, let me tell you. When I busted my eye open, going back to the wear a Band-Aid thing, I had a huge like Band-Aid thing on my eye. It was black and blue. It was gnarly. No one asked me what was wrong except for one guy on an airplane because we had been chatting it up. So he was like, so I just gotta ask, like we had already had conversation, right. No one asked me, and I was like I was pissed because I was like, it seriously looks like someone socked me in the eye. Like what if I'm like, what if I need help or something,
right?
No one jokingly was like, dude, are you okay? Like, no one. They just kind of looked at me and just kind of stared and then was like.
Well, like, I made the mistake once. So last year when I smashed my face into the pavement trying to carry this drunk bitch.
Oh, yeah. You had a big old scratch right on your nose.
I scraped down my nose and like a little bit on my where my brow is. And I had seen somebody that had the scraped up nose, too. And I made a comment when I was a waitress when I was like 19. Because I had somebody that fell and, like, hit his head and, like, had some scrapes. I'm like, you should just say you got into a motorcycle accident. One of my regulars comes in. He's got scratches on his nose. And I'm like, oh, what happened? You know, like, in the same, you know, he's like, oh, it's skin cancer. And I'm like, oh. So I'm thinking that's part of the reason why some people didn't ask. But I remember my favorite part about having my face all effed up was I was at a pho place looking at a menu, looking down, trying to figure out what I wanted, and the guy comes up to take my order, and I look up at him, and he does the jumped so back a little bit. I'm like, I'll have the small chicken pho, thank you.
See, I'm like, mine definitely looked like someone punched me. Like, it did not look like skin cancer. It looked like, I mean, because it was stitched up, and I mean, so I liked when someone asked me because
it made you feel special.
I was like, well, and it's so obvious. It's totally one of those elephants in the room. Like, I would rather just be like, yes, my face is busted. I ate the pavement. Okay, everyone, now we can go back to normal life.
Oh, God. This one's also really good. It's number 40. Stand in the corner and cry softly. Chances are good that he'll come over to find out what's wrong. No, if you see a woman crying in the corner, chances are you're probably going to walk away. And I don't know if it's just the Seattle thing because we got the Seattle freeze going on, but I feel like you see someone crying, you're like,
Yeah.
I was in the elevator with, like, I don't know if she still works here, but a coworker who was crying. Like, you could tell she had been crying and she was like sniffling. And I'm just like,
Yeah.
Are you okay? She's like, yep. I'm like, okay.
I've had that in the stall too, when you can tell, like, in the bathroom, like, the person next to you in the stall is like sobbing and you're just kind of peeing. You're like, do you need some tissues or something? No. I hope you feel better. Like, I don't know what to do at that point. Should I crawl under the stall?
Because it's like, are you just like anxious because of work? You know, sometimes you just have a bad day at work and you just kind of stressed.
Personal, or... and you actually really don't want to talk about it or think about it. Oof. Yeah.
Number 50 is, because this is part on how to look good to him, is practice your drinking with your women friends first so you're not too drunk. Because I've seen those articles. It's like, you don't want to appear drunk in front of him. So when you're having a drink, you got to know, like, what your limit is.
Oh, man. I don't do that.
Number 57, dress differently from the other girls in the office. I love, like, the little comments underneath. He's like, yeah, try wearing a wolf costume. Walk up to your love interest, loudly announce, I am the she-alpha. Then lift your leg and douse him with your urine, and then he's yours.
Ow!
I mean, like, dress differently from the other girls in the office. I mean, it's just us in our freaking leggings, and then we got the girls dressed up in the...
That actually look cute, yeah.
Wow. Number 58, get a sunburn. Someone writes, wait, what? Was this article written secretly by melanoma?
Get a sunburn.
What the freak? Stick to your moral standards and don't whine, girls. Girls who whine, stay on the vine.
What?
Basically.
Like, never get picked?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Hmm.
How to land him? Make your home comfortable when he calls. Large ashtrays, comfortable chairs.
Oh, wow. If you had ashtrays now, that's such a turn off.
Oh, my God. I went, when I was house hunting, there was this house that looked really cool. The second I walked in, it was just like they put on like a vanilla candle, but it was a vanilla candle mixed with cigarettes. And there's the ashtray. And I was like, nope. I walked in and he looked at my real estate. It's like, it's like, do you want to continue looking? I'm like, nope.
You know, they really have to air that out. Like, yeah. How can they show a house like that?
There was one house that was gorgeous. Like, it was really cool. Like, had really cool features on the inside that were really unique. Like, these built-ins in the dining room.
Oh, dope.
And, like, the kitchen had, like, a cool, what are those? Like,
sunroof?
Not a sunroof. They're called skylight.
Oh!
It was, like, a really unique house and a weird layout, but I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
But the people were still living in it, and they, apparently, the wife, they were an older couple, and they were moving because they're older and sick or whatever. The wife was, like, in bed, and she had set up the appointment, but the guy who didn't know, and they had a dog, like, yapping, and it smelled like cat pee everywhere.
Ew.
And as much as I love that house, I was like, I am not going to get the smell out of this house, and I'm going to spend a lot of money trying to make this house livable.
No, and it would drive you crazy.
Yes, I would lose. I'm just like, I love this house, but I'm like, can we go? No.
Yeah. Ew.
Ooh. I don't. What? Number 104 says, if he's rich, tell him you like his money. The honesty will intrigue him. Number 108, don't tell dirty stories. I'm like, dude, that's how I get dudes to do me on the first date.
Dirty stories.
And I'm just like, okay, no, wait, so you're down for this too? Wait, you like choking? Cool, let's go.
Yeah, and I feel like with the whole, like, I like your money thing, people won't say that nowadays. It's because now you just look like a hoe, a gold digging hoe.
Oh, yeah.
I like your money. Oh, gross.
110, point out to him that the death rate of single men is twice that of a married man.
Hmm. I feel like it's probably opposite nowadays.
Okay, and I'll read these.
Because bitches drive you guys crazy.
Right. I'll run down these really fast. 111 says, go to Yale next. Get a hunting license. 113, if your mother is fat, tell him you take after your father. If he's fat too, tell him you're adopted. Oh, God, that's funny. Stowaway on a battleship. Dude, that's one way to have, like, full-on orgy.
Battleship.
Like, you go on, like, basically, picture a Navy ship where you're the only girl.
Yikes.
You can make some money.
Gang a bang.
Yeah. It says, rent a billboard and post your picture and telephone number on it.
What? Dude, I want to do that for someone. That would be hilarious.
No.
Yeah, I would be kind of jealous because then I would want my face on the billboard. Not my number, though.
That'd... Jesus. Paint your name and numbers on the roof and says, give me a buzz, pilots.
That's so illegal.
Put on the roof of your building of your, I mean, roof of your house.
Oh.
Yeah, put on the roof of your house.
Oh, I thought it was like where they worked or something.
No, so when they fly over.
Oh, that's desperate. Jeez. That's or like funny. Like mow it into your lawn.
Yes. Start a whispering campaign on how sought after you are. Oh, yeah. Everybody wants me. Spread the word.
I'm so sexy.
Sink at a fashionable beach at the high noon. Oh, basically, they're telling you to drown at like a beach with a bunch of hot dudes.
So like, someone saves you? Dude, that is like the fantasy, though. You know, hot lifeguard, slow motion.
What if you actually start drowning? By the way, drowning, if you ever watch the videos of what it looks like when someone's actually drowning, it does not look like in the...
Terrifying.
It's not like splashing, help, help. It is a lot quieter and a lot harder to notice. That's what makes it scary.
Yeah, because they have to be like on it.
Yeah, because you don't, you're not splashing. You just, you're trying to get up.
Oh, that's like a fear of mine.
Oh, God. 119 is ride the airport bus back and forth to the airport.
Why? That seems so tedious.
It says advertise for male co-owner of a boat. Like, you just say, hey, I'm looking for another co-owner to this boat who wants to own it with me.
Well, you have to be...
I wouldn't do that with a stranger.
Money. Yeah.
Carry a tow chain in the trunk of your automobile. What? Oh, I guess if you... Your car breaks down, you can tow it. I don't know.
Oh, like, or pretend?
Yeah.
And then he fixed it, and you're like, oh, you fixed it.
Let it be known in your office that you'll have a button box and will sew on bachelor's loose buttons.
I should learn to sew.
You don't know how to sew?
Not really.
I mean, I could sew a button and I can do just the basic sewing.
I probably can, but it probably doesn't look good, you know?
Don't marry him if he has too many loose buttons. What? What? What?
Is that like for your brain or like in?
I guess.
On your suit?
I don't know.
On your pants? Make you a whore?
I don't know, but I just thought these were funny. So we want to know what
times
is like.
Times have changed.
What is like the worst advice you've gotten on dating? I had a grandma, one of my grandmas say to me once, she's like, sorry.
Whoa.
That was Joey's thing that I accidentally pulled up. But she's like, you know what? Just, and I don't know if she was kidding or not. She's like, just have your baby now. You can find a husband later. Just have one now.
Honestly, probably not kidding.
Probably not. So that was many years ago. I'm like, no, that's not happening.
I will say, for my friends who had kids like really young, it's pretty impressive because their bodies bounce back like no other. And I'm really jealous of it.
My thing is, though,
I'm really not gonna
they're going to age quicker because they have that stress.
She I still think. Looks so good.
Really?
So good. Yeah.
Like into the 30s. Maybe it's just like,
and I know, like, isn't it like the health or like we're prime, like to 16 to like that's when our body is like carrying a baby and it's mm-hmm. healthy and it's like so good. And then
like
your body
us?
Can bounce back. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I have no idea.
It's like young because I don't know. I remember that. And then, yeah. And I'm like, wow.
Well, that's true though. Like I remember being 16 and going camping and I could sleep on the ground. No problem. But I slept on the ground over the summer for a camping trip. And I was just like, oh God.
Oh God,
oh, everything hurts my back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, it just also depends on what you do for a living and just a bunch of other stuff.
And your
I guess.
Body.
Yeah.
I know, just, but I do realize, I'm like, old. Damn, if I had kids really young, I would still be looking bomb.
See, I'm hoping my friend, everyone calls my dad a vampire because he still looks really young.
He does.
Like, he's got some wrinkles around his eyes, but he looks distinguished. He doesn't look like he's in his mid-50s.
Mm-mm, not at all.
So I'm hoping, I have a lot of people that say, like, you don't look like you're almost 30. And I'm like, okay, for one, thank you.
Thanks.
But I have a few friends like, maybe you have your dad's genes and you'll be a vampire too.
Mm-hmm. But the whole body thing, once you have kids, it gets ruined usually.
Right. But my mom, she's the opposite. Like, she, I feel like, aged pretty quickly. Like, because she had bounced back too. She was smaller than I am now by a lot.
After she had
kids.
She
was like less than 120 pounds when after she had me. And I think she went up to 120 when my brother was born.
That's it?
Yeah. And I think she gained weight, like she said, from birth control and then just life.
Oh, damn.
And then so it's like, okay. Your metabolism starts to slow down if you don't change the way you eat and do mm-hmm. things. it's going to catch up to you.
I know, dude. I'm afraid to hit 30.
Yeah. I'm just trying to do things differently. Like, so I'm trying to take care of my, yeah, I'm trying to take care of my skin better. Like, doing all, like, you know, not like a whole bunch. I don't want to buy like $100, like, dude, $100 things of cream. Just like, okay, let me put some stuff on my eyes, do some sunscreen.
Try to prevent. Yes. I don't have them now, but to prevent them.
Yes. I'm like, when I kind of see one, I'm like, oh God.
Oh God. It's like when you find a gray hair. Oh God.
Have you found a gray hair?
No.
Okay.
I haven't, like, but I see it in my friends and I'm like, ooh.
I have two gray hairs that continuously grow out at the same spot, and they're both in my eyebrows.
Oh, see, that's cute.
See, it's kind of like, it's like one little gray hair that, like, towards the middle, and I think that's cool as hell.
Yeah.
But I have not found any on my head. Yeah. So we will see the day. I can't say I'm going to freak out or not freak out when I find a gray hair. Because I still feel like a child. I still feel like a kid, so I feel like it'd be weird.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't be mad. I'd just be like, huh.
Interesting.
Right. Okay.
Maybe a silver fox.
Mm-hmm. With my one hair.
Yeah.
But yes, we want to hear from you guys. What is the worst dating advice you have ever received? Also, what are your dating deal breakers?
Yeah, even if they're super stupid.
Like, we want to hear, like, the quote-unquote, yeah, stupid ones. Like, if he doesn't watch cartoons.
Or any, like, if you hate when people say bae, or, you know, something like, that just is, like, so.
I had an ex who kept calling me boo, and I'm just like, please stop.
Oh, it's about to swear.
Like, but that also, if you've ever been in a situation or have heard where an art, like, you got ripped off because you're an independent artist or worker. Mm-hmm. I did get ripped off by an independent artist.
Yes, which, you did. Yeah. Yes, you did.
I'm like, we'll talk about that some other time.
Yeah. But, or if you've ripped someone off, if you've been that a-hole, right? Let us know.
Yeah, you can anonymously send us a message. And also, what is, like, the weirdest baby name and, like, that you've heard, or
like someone in your family has given someone else, or
a weird name, or has that caused any trouble?
Yeah, and do you tell them about it? Even if it's not a weird name, or you just don't like it, are you opened to saying that's a terrible name, or like, do you just not?
Squire Sebastian Senator.
Oh, Squire.
Mm. No, it's Squire Sebastian Senator. It's one full name. Sarah.
Oh, sorry. Oh, Squire Sebastian Senator.
Oh, Squire Sebastian Senator. Oh, goddamn this person.
It's way too much.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.